Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We have had a great time this week talking with Jen Collins. She is the author of a tremendous blog called Life Confetti. The theme of it is navigating life with faith, hope, and celebration. And she comes from it on a end where she has to exhibit all three of these by choosing two each day because she is in a battle with stage four cancer. And so if you missed any of our three previous programs, I want to encourage you to check those out. We did two programs on one of the articles she wrote on her blog called In the Sharing, I Find Healing. And she says, Life Confetti is not just a hobby. It's a way to share my heart. And in sharing, I find healing. These programs are only 14 minutes long. I want to encourage you to check them out. You can listen to them at your convenience on our website. That's hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Well, Jen, I loved the article that you wrote on your blog called Lessons from the Porch Swing. And it was about your grandmother. And I think most everybody, and I know not everybody, so that's why I say most, but maybe have a grandparent that they just connect with. They may love them all, but maybe there's just one in particular. And from this article that you wrote, man, it sounded like your grandmother just was a precious lady and one that you had a really great relationship with.
She was. She was. We spent a lot of time together, and I only had her for 14 years, but, I lost her a long time ago, but she is still in my heart and made a huge impression on my life.
Well, one thing that you talked about in this article in those 14 years that you were able to spend with her was one of the things you like to do, and I can relate to this because my grandparents had one of these. You like to spend together just on a swing that they had.
Yep, she had just an old gray porch swing out on the front porch, and that's where she spent most of her days. And we would just sit out there. We had to travel to my grandparents, so we spent weekends here or there, maybe a week or so in the summer. But whenever we were there, we were out on that porch swing, and unless it was bitter cold in the winter, we were out there. We spent a lot of hours, day and night, just swinging on that swing, just watching the days go by.
Well, in the blog post that you wrote called Lessons from that Porch Swing with your grandmother, you shared several lessons that she taught you, and I'd like for you to share some of those. The first one you taught, and I just thought, wow, man, it's speaking to me when this first point you wrote, just simply to sit and be still.
Right, right. I mean, today we are running from one obligation to the next, just constantly on the go. Our to-do lists are a mile long, and what I learned from her is she truly spent her day on the swing, just enjoying company, enjoying being alone with her thoughts, just watching things go on, out on her streets. We don't do that anymore. Like, we don't just sit up. Like, if we sat on a porch swing all day, I don't know, we probably would feel like we weren't getting anything accomplished. We feel like we were being lazy. And those are some of the best times in my life were sitting on that porch swing with my grandma. And we don't sit and be still enough anymore. Like, in anything we do, everything is a time limit, or, we feel guilty because we aren't getting things done. And we need to stop sometimes and just enjoy the moment. She was good at that, and she taught me that.
Well, I love Psalm 46:10. It simply says, be still and know that I am God. And, so many people say, yeah, I don't feel like I ever hear from God. And I had a wise mentor one time say to me several years ago when I said that to him, he said, well, Greg, I don't mean to be mean, but the fact of the matter is God's not moved, and
right.
You have, and that's because you're moving all the time. You need to
right.
Be still and do what that says. And I heard somebody also say one time, God gave us two ears and one mouth, which means maybe proportionally we should listen twice as much as we speak.
Absolutely.
And so many times it's hard to do that. I think being a good listener is just a lost art. But part of that is just being still and taking time to listen. God really does want to speak to his children, but we've got to learn to be comfortable sitting and being still. And unfortunately, a lot of us here in the United States don't do well with that, with our over-scheduled lives that we have. Second thing she taught you wrote in the blog, was about being content.
Yes, absolutely. She was content just to stay at home. She did not care to go out and, go out to the stores all the time. She didn't care to go run around and, see the sights or whatever people do. She was fine being home. Like, she never felt anxious about being home. And I mean, even with my kids, like if it's a day where we're just staying in, I mean, not so much anymore, but they used to be like, what are we doing today? Where are we going? Like the just to stay at home all day and have nothing planned and no special activity or nothing on our schedule is just an odd, like it's a blessing, but a lot of, I hear people all the time, like, we don't have anything on our schedule this Saturday. That's great. Like, but people don't do that all the time. Like, it's almost like an abnormal day when that happens. And that was how my grandma lived. She was content with just to be home. She didn't need a bunch of things. Like I said, I remember saying in that blog post that, you know, her home was her home. It wasn't a show place. She wasn't worried about, you know, what people thought of it. Everything had a purpose. Her clothes were to keep her warm. They weren't to make a fashion statement. She was just content with what she had. Like, she wasn't trying to get more. And we live in this society where we just want more things, more stuff, and then we have to go buy places to store our stuff or get a storage bin or a storage, a storage space, pay for one, because we have too much stuff. Like, we don't need all of that. And I think the more stuff you have, the more, you know, just, I think it brings on stress and anxiety because we just need to simplify. And that's what she did. That's how she lived.
Well, another point you put in your article about your grandmother, things that you learned from her from being on the porch swing, and I love the title of this point that you put. She taught you how to embrace the lemons in your life.
Yes. My grandma had a heart problem, and she was told to restrict salt. And one of her friends or a nurse, I don't remember who told her, but told her to use lemons just for some flavor. And so she took that and ran with it. So she didn't just stick a lemon wedge in her water or spritz some lemon on her food. She literally ate lemons. So whenever we went to the grocery store, we had to buy a bag of lemons. And she wore her little house coat, and she constantly had a lemon and a paring knife in her house coat. And we would sit out on that porch swing, and she would sit there and, you know, cut her lemon and eat them. So she did not like that she had to reduce her salt and all the things that were going on, but this was something she could do, and she just went all out. And sometimes there are, you know, people always say, if, you know, life brings you lemons, make lemonade. But, you know, sometimes you just have to eat them. Sometimes you just have to deal with what's going on and figure it out. And I kind of feel like she sort of did that with those lemons, and it's kind of a way to live your life, that she, you know, she did what she could do to deal with whatever came her way. So that's what I try to do, too.
All right. Well, the next thing is you'd share that your grandmother taught you, and I love the illustration you gave with this point, but you talked about she taught you that love knew no limits.
Right. Is that about my grandpap? They loved each other dearly, but they bickered all the time, and she was always complaining about something with him, and he was just a quiet man, and we'd be out on the porch swing, and there was a porch on one side, and on the other side of the porch, it was a big porch, on the other side was a glider, and there were tall trees in front of the glider, so no one could see my grandpap over there, and he just kind of hung out and watched the day go by, but, you know, kind of in a private way, and we'd be sitting out on the porch, me with my grandma on the swing, and she'd just be complaining about him about whatever she was mad at him about. And every once in a while, he'd pipe up over there and tell her, you know, that wasn't true, or, you know, defend himself a little bit. But one time I asked her, like, why she was always so angry at Grandpap, and she told me that she wouldn't, that she loved him dearly. She told me, you know, don't ever doubt it. I love him, but said she wouldn't pay a nickel for another one, but she wouldn't take $1 million for the one she had. So she loved him, but you know, as everybody, you know, married couples, whatever, you know, you get on each other's nerves once in a while, but you still love each other. My grandparents were together through a lot of hardships, and you know, leaving would have never been an option. So she just showed me that you love people with all their faults, all their, you know, whatever, but you don't leave, and you don't take that love away. So she loved people with her whole heart, even when she was, you know, mad at you. She still loved you, and she showed us that all the time.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Jen Collins. She is a author of a wonderful blog called Life Confetti. If you want to check that out, you can go online. It's easy to find. Just type in lifeconfetti.blog. And she's sharing with a post that I really liked. I read a couple weeks ago called Lessons from the Porch Swing. And it's things that she learned from her grandmother. And the last thing that you wrote in this article that, you know, were takeaways from your grandma's life that she gave you wisdom about was look for the little things.
Right. She loved to go to yard sales, so we'd go to yard sales with her as kids. And you know what? She wasn't looking for these big items. She'd find, like, little things, like little sparkly things or a little pretty thing that caught her eye. I used to go for walks with my grandma. If we weren't sitting on the porch, we were walking around her little town, and she would always pick up, you know, some little rock she saw, or she'd point out the neighbor's flowers that were blooming. She always saw all, like, little things that, you know, that just brought her joy. And so I spent a lot of time with her doing that, so I kind of credit her for showing me how to do that, because I do that too. I like to find the little things and the, you know, little pieces of joy along the way, and she taught me that.
Well, it's always great to appreciate the little things, and I want to close out our program today. You wrote a poem. You're only 14 years old, but, man, I thought it was really powerful for your grandmother, and the title of it was called I Love You So. Would you mind reading that poem for us, please?
Sure. I love you so. I know it's been a while now since you went away, but I still remember everything about that fateful day. You were always on my mind, and I miss you more each day. There were so many things I didn't get to say. The never-ending pain inside is sometimes hard to bear, but it just keeps reminding me of how much I really care. A cherished memory fills my heart with every falling tear. The times we shared live again, but you still are not here. Your spirit is always with me. You live inside my heart. Although we have been separated, we cannot be torn apart. Every time I close my eyes, a vision of you appears. Not even time can erase those 14 wonderful years. I still hold you close to my heart, and I will never let you go. What I'm trying to say is, Grandma, I love you so.
Wow, that was tremendous. It really touched me when I read it. My grandparents, both sets, have been deceased for several years, but really touched me. And we've only got about a minute left, but I wanted to see if you just close us in prayer, Jen, if you would, whatever's on your heart, and to encourage people, if you could take 1 minute and do that for us, we'd really appreciate it.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we had together. And let my words bless someone, let them encourage someone to reach out and help somebody, to just give somebody some encouragement. Let my story bring hope to others who are going through a difficult situation and inspire them to find the joy in the everyday and to know that God is with them every step of the way, no matter what the situation. Bad things will come. Hard times will come, but God is with you all the time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jen, thanks so much for sharing your story. Thanks for starting this blog. I've been blessed by it, and I know many others already are and will be after hearing you. Thanks so much for sharing your heart and giving us all a new perspective on faith, hope, and celebration.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Jen Collins, just a great writer. If you need some encouragement today, you need to check out her blog. It's called lifeconfetti.blog. That's lifeconfetti.blog. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.